I'm thankful they're here. But definitely he would say that the daughters, there's the aspect of the submissiveness. And he secured such amongst the children of God. I mean, we talk mostly about sons, but later on you would read about grandchildren. It's wonderful to think in one point what the daughter or the sister will speak of. The spirit of submission. And I think it's a lesson that we all have to learn. Men and women, old and young, to learn how to be submissive to the will of God. But the other thing I like to suggest, maybe we go with 30 sons and then 30 daughters and then later on 30 grandchildren and so forth and so on, that God has every intention to secure the whole household. He has every intention to secure the whole household. And that's something as a father, and something maybe for the future fathers, we hold fast on it and thank God for his desire to secure the whole household for himself.
I think that's so very important, because I think maybe that's piece of what Adonis was beginning on, that not only do we have the 30 sons, the 30 daughters, the 30 daughters-in-law, but the idea of a generation being continued. That God is interested in not just things dropping at mom and dad, but that there is mom and dad, brother and sister, and then when they get married, there is a following on. And I think that that's where we have a break today in the generational order. And that's why you opened up with Judges 1, that there was a generation that did not know. Why did they not know? First of all, is it simply because of just departure like that? Or did we fail in any way to make sure that the truth is being passed on? And I know for most of us here this afternoon, evening, we are not quite yet into the generational movement, because most of you are not married, and most who've been married, young ones, have not necessarily yet had children. But I think we have to start looking at that. That here is a man who had an interest in the movement forward of things for God. It cannot just simply be, this is where I am, and that's it. We need to secure generations today for God. There should be young people in the assembly. We should secure them for the assembly. Well, you say, well, so what's wrong? I can go to the church around the corner. We're all going to heaven. We're all, you know, we all have the same faith. But it's way more than that. It's the truth held on to tenaciously, followed up on, carried through, and passed down. That's what God is looking for. And I trust that that's the exercise that we'll get from this this one judge.
And I think, again, and I'm going to build up on that, because we're going to get to a point here, that here is a man who is interested of what kind of young ladies that his sons are going to get married to. He influenced his household, but he realized that the day will come when these daughters need husbands and when these sons need wife. And that's really vitally important. It is something that's really important not to be approached lightly. It is something that requires the influence of the Father. It is something required to be in the presence of God to ask that very question. Why am I going to get married? What kind of person? And I don't have to wait forever, because God has provided godly men. God has provided godly sister. God has provided conferences and local assemblies where young brothers and young sisters could see those who are of like faith. Because that's the base. That's the most important thing. You don't want to marry an unbeliever. You don't want to marry an unbeliever. You don't want to marry an unbeliever. I want that to stick in your head. Guard. Because the scripture said very clearly, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. But there are believers. And it's very, very important. Because the continuation of that, and we have seen many, many incidents where a godly young man, a godly young sister, got entangled with the wrong person, and the spiritual progress completely stopped. And you feel like, what a loss. So, the Word of God is warning to us. You want to be in the presence of God in regard to these matters. When you see a successful young brother, trust me, it's not him. It's the wife that he married. And when you see a successful young sister, it's not her. It's a brother that she married. So we need to be conscious of that. Joey, why are you shaking your head? Because it's true.
Agreement with your first part.
But really and seriously, this is a very important matter. And that's why I think the scripture even injected in there that he was so concerned about what kind of daughters, what kind of young ladies that his son going to be married. And again, we need to be frank about these things. We need to talk about these things because the day will come. You're still in college maybe, and this is not really what you think about right now, but sooner or later you will. And we need to be under the influence of the father. We need to be the influence of sometimes brethren who might kind of give us an advice, because don't think that, I don't listen to anybody, I know what I'm doing. That's a donkey now when you talk like that.